The Fish That Wanted to Fly. Chapter 1. At the foot of a great castle, there was a small stream which was home to some very small fish. Because the stream was so small, the little fish didn't have to worry about big predators. And if they didn't go near the surface of the water, they wouldn't be caught by any hungry birds. So the fish stayed amongst the stones, on the stream bed, and lived a safe life without many worries. As always, there was someone who didn't follow the rules. Instead of staying on the stream bed, like the others, one of the little fish preferred to get as close as possible to the surface of the water. He didn't care about the warnings and scoldings of the other fishes, because he only desired one thing. He wanted to fly. When the other fish realized that the little fish wouldn't accept that he was being foolish, they swam away confused or began to mock him. But our little fish couldn't understand how the other fish could be happy down there on the stream bed when there were so many marvelous things to discover up there. He started talking to the birds that came to drink from the stream, obviously, only with the little ones, because he didn't want to become a snack for the bigger birds. The birds loved telling him all about the sky and the world outside the stream. They told the little fish about villages and towns, mountains and valleys, and they also described woods and deserts. They even talked of the faraway sea. The little fish was full of longing, even though they were very kind. The birds always flew away eventually, leaving the little fish alone in his little stream. After all, he wasn't a bird and he couldn't fly. But he didn't give up, and soon began to ask the birds if they knew of anyone who could teach him how to fly. They were just as confused as the other fish. "What? You want to fly?" they asked, amazed. When he said yes, they laughed out loud and replied, "Look at yourself! What are you going to fly with? You don't have wings or feathers! Don't be silly!" Most of them flew away laughing. Even the ones who didn't mock the little fish couldn't think of a way to help him. Our little fish became sadder and sadder, and soon wished he could be happy like the other fishes who stayed at the bottom of the little stream. One day, he made a decision. He had just caught a big fat fly and ate it up happily. Somehow, he hoped he might be able to fly if he ate many flies. But by now he had eaten hundreds of them and there was no sign he would grow wings. Of this he was sure. He thought, "I don't belong here with the other fish in the stream. They're happy with what they have and don't have any desire to fly. I'm not a bird either. They're happy flying in the sky and have wings. There's no one here to help me with my dilemma, so I have two choices. I can either go down to the bottom of the stream with the others and stop dreaming of the impossible, or I can go out into the world and see if there's someone who can tell me how to fly." And this is how our little fish set off to discover the world. He had no idea where to go or what he would find, but one thing was certain. Anything was better than living sad and alone at the surface of a stream with no one to understand him. The little fish followed the current of the small stream until it entered a larger stream, which eventually entered an even larger one. This one was so big it was nearly a river. The fish he saw along the way were getting bigger, and there were even some predators. But in spite of his inexperience, the little fish wasn't stupid and sensed when some other creature wanted to do him harm. So he stayed safe and swam on and on. Along the way, he kept asking the fish around him if anyone could help him fly. But in spite of being bigger fish, they didn't seem any smarter. But the little fish swam on and on.